Ram. Nidri Nosen, Yidir Habir Sheikh Letzle, Oish Cholobne, Kileima, the Afal Gav, the Lavin is Gomorrah. Harelu Nidrionsi, Lifishiloa or Daite, Leseia, Yichosav al Havere in Leichelime, Elokishiu Halove Belein is Klau, Veloyov, Avokol Shenen is Xas, Kinch Cholobne, Mitzor Mishomre, Muta de Lava Daite de Hochad. Now, I mentioned last time that Rashi in Ksuve says that the reason as to why a kimatnai to anus is not a kimatnai is because of Lunarles Asadov. That's Rashi in Ksuve. Now, the Ran here says, on the basis of whom then? If we shall all our titles on the Chosav al Haverim Leichelime. Now let's see the lotion of the Rosh of Tesis, not the Rosh of Tesis. Vo Enes Rachmone Patre Vo Chename Lo Yehutzrach Lahasni Solov Didova Poshetu. I mean, what's the pshat? Apparently the Rosh was bothered by something. We should say, "Voynis rachmone patre, vachaname lo yutzrach laasni solov di dovo poshetu." What do you mean? What does he mean by dovo poshetu? It means this very strange expression. Monefshech. The Gemara is asking from the point of view of Lanarli Sasadova. So why does he say, "Vachaname lo yutzrach laasni solov di dovo poshetu"? Now, so it seems from Tesis. Now, we explained Rashi Shite anyway. I mean, Ran, Rashi, everybody, according to the Kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, "Onusu, onus rachmone patr sila narlis asedovo," so the Gemara is basing it upon the Gzeras Hakos of narlis asedovo. What's the shayches of narlis asedovo? Ligabit noi. It's not a question of onshin. But the Naralis Asidova implies that the Nara Moroso is not a chitas, not only that she is Ptura Famonshi. Why isn't she a chitas? Because the act is not attributed to her. It's considered as an act that is done with her. It is not her act as a governor. So that's why she does not have a Shem chitas. So Mimele, we got a Kimatnai, so there has to be a Kimatnai by the Gavre. But if there is no Kimatnai by the Gavre, but it is just done mechanically, if it takes place mechanically, and so then it's not considered a Kimatnai. Now, the question is this. What Tesis was bothered by one difficulty. True, that in order that it should be a kimatnai by the gavre, so it has to be done birtzene, as a voluntary agent. But if it is done shaloi birtzene, ibeines, so it's not considered that the gavre was the kind of tnai. But one can stipulate all kinds of tnai. Suppose he stipulates a tnai. He stipulates it now that he's selling him the sode, he's makning him the sode, on the condition that for the next 10 days it will be raining. So it's also at night. Now, can you say that there is a kim at night by the gavre? If the tnai is on something that is not biyodi. So there can be all kinds of tnai. There can be tnai that consists in an act of nature, not by the government. So it all depends what the intention of the master was. So in other words, if the intention of the master was that the kinyan should be contingent upon the fulfillment of the condition by the government, then we can apply the aloche of Lanarli Sasidov. Because when it is done Beines, so then it's not his act. But if the Tnai was Al Menashe Yadukshon, you cannot say, well, but is it his fault that it rained? He didn't want it to rain. He was mispalel, it shouldn't rain, but it rained anyway. So you couldn't say, a kirmatnai beines is no kirmatnai, because the tnai consisted in an act of nature, not in his act. So it all depends upon the intention of the master. Whether the intention when the master stipulated a certain contingency was his intention to stipulate that the kinyan should be contingent upon the taking place of the contingency, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it happened beines or birotzen, as long as the contingency took place, or the intention of the masne was that the kinyan should be contingent upon the fulfillment, upon his fulfillment of the condition. So then we say, when is it considered as fulfilled? If it was done by the masne voluntarily, but if it was done by the masne against his will, let's say the condition was not to come within 30 days, and he tried to come, but he was unable to come. So then the contingency was not fulfilled, because the contingency consisted in the kiyum atnai by the gavre, and this was not fulfilled by the gavre. So then the halacha v'narli sasedovo replies. So this is what Tesis means. So voines rachmone patre vochenamelo yutzrach lahasni solov didovo poshetu. So Tesis was bothered by a certain difficulty. If the intention of the person was that the kinyan, the bitlas chusi, the forfeiture of all his rights, should be contingent upon his fulfillment of the tnai, so then we can understand the application of onarlis asedovo. But maybe when he said, if I don't show up within 30 days, his non-appearance was mentioned by him just as a mechanical contingency, not a voluntary contingency, not as a kiyumat nai by him, but as a mechanical contingency. So then it doesn't make any difference. So he says, didova poshetu, when a person stipulates something that normally is with the person's control, normally, so then it is presumed that the intention of the person was that the kinyan should be contingent upon his fulfillment of the contingency, not by the taking place of the mechanical contingency. That's a double portion. This is what this means. Now, the Miri, there is a stira. Now, in the Miri, so Daf Tzadik Vov, I don't know whether it's the same arrangement of the Dapim. So Daf Tzadik Vov, the Miri, when he explains the Mishnah, because first he explains the various Mishnahs, and then he starts explaining the Gemara. So Daf Tzadik Vov, the Miri, when he explains the Mishnah, Omar Amiri, Nidri Onsen Keitzat, הרי שאומר לחבירי שאיכל אצלי, וכל הוא או בני, או יקרינו, הרי לו נדריונסי, שלא יודעתי אלו שלא יבימוקי מיינס. So in other words, so it seems that the Miri explains the Mishneh not on the basis of an Arli Sasidovo. but on the basis of whom did it? So in other words, so it is considered as if he spelled it out. When he said that I asked Anoy and Ruven asked Anoy from she of Shimon from him on the condition that Shimon will not show up for supper, he meant he asks the Anoy that Shimon should be also to have Anoy from him if Shimon will be in a position to eat supper with him and he will not show up. But if Shimon will not be in a position because of the hardship to eat supper with him, so then the Anoy shouldn't be also. So it's on the basis of whom then? Shalohoyo daite yalo shaloy mokimenes. Elo shaloy mokimenes. Now, so this is one meal. Then, when the Miri explains the Gemara, Dafkuf Yudches, Zeshe Be'am, Shekol Shenisakef Al Yideyenes, Ein Pnoye Klum, Kachu Adin Bicholdova Shebimomi, Klal Godelomu, Enes Rachmone Patre, Milanar Lisasdo. So here he mentions, he bases it not on the basis of Umdene, but because of Narli Sasdo. So there seems to be a stire. But with what we just said in explaining Teisves, so we can reconcile this apparent stire. I mean, this is one way of reconciling the Miri and the Mishnah with the Miri and the Gemara. The Miri and the Mishnah says that it's not considered a kimat nai on the basis of umdene. And in the Gemara, it's based it upon lanarli sasidovo. But the pshat in the Miri could be the same thing that Teisa says. What does Teisa say? Vachanamel hutzrach vasnis olav dovo poshu. So what's the pshat? Because he was bothered by a certain difficulty. It go, the, a person could stipulate it nai that that never takes, that he's never within the control of the master. Let's say if he says that he's making that kinyan on the condition that it will rain for tomorrow. So then, we certainly cannot say if the kimat nai is fulfilled beinus, so it's not a kimat nai, because it's always fulfilled beinus, I mean. Whenever it rains because it rains, not because the master wants it to rain. So, in other words, there are two kinds of tnoim. There are tnoim that depend of that consist in the fulfillment of the masne of a certain condition, and there are tnoim that consist in the really in the fulfillment of a mechanical contingency, not by the masne, like almenash im yeduksham, almenash yeduksham. So memele. So the question is, what kind of a tnai was it? So if the tnai is always beyond the control of the masne, then obviously it is not a tnai that consists of the fulfillment by the masne of a condition, but of the fulfillment of a, of the fulfillment of the automatic for mechanical fulfillment. But if the tnai happens to, if the fulfillment of the contingency normally is within the control of the masne, so then we can consider what was the tnai. It's a question of intention. So this is what the Teisa says, that it's a double portion, that if a person stipulates on something that normally is within his control, that his intention was that the kinyan should be contingent upon the gavre's fulfillment of the tnai, not upon the mechanical fulfillment of the tnai. So this is what, so we could reconcile the two miris. We could reconcile the two miris. Because the miri explains it on the basis of nalis asidovo. But the question arises, maybe his intention was, when he mentioned that night, if he doesn't show up for supper, so the Anoya should be osir. He mentioned that the non-appearance for supper as a mechanical condition, not as a condition to be fulfilled by the government. So he says, Shelohoyo daite yala shaloi bimokimins. We can explain. In other words, that his intention, since this kind of condition of not appearing normally is within the control of the other party, so mimele, he meant that the neder should be contingent upon the gavre's fulfillment. And since it's contingent upon the gavre's fulfillment, so whenever it was done by the gavre beines, so it's not his act. So it wasn't done by him as a gavre, it was done by him as a heft. So that could be the pshat nebiri. But we can reconcile the two apparently conflicting niris in another way. But then, if we say that in the miri, so then it will not be muchach from the Ran, that the Ran is chilek and Rashi in Ksuvos Davkin. Now, the Ran says here, Nidre ons, yidire chavere sheyech letzlei, oy shechol obnei, kileimar di afal gav di lavein is gom. So in other words, what is the Ran here? Di afal gav lavein is gom. Because insofar, so the pshat in the Ran could be, so if we say that pshat in the miri, so in mele, we could say another pshat in the Ran too. So the Ran could agree with Rashi Ksuvos. That the reason is why he came at night beines is not he came at night. We don't have to resort to umdene, but because when Arlis has a dover, it's not his maise. It's not he wasn't mekayim at night. That night was niskayim with him. He was not a gavre who fulfilled that night. So we may, but. When can we apply the halacha of lanaro lisasidovo in lanaro mishpat moves kasher yokum mishal reyu tzochek in hadovar hazeh if it is an honest gomer? That's in Aram Ross. She was forced, so she's not at fault at all. So then we can say she's not a chatas, but sheikik is a chayte. Because sheikik is, it is his fault. He didn't know. He should have known. He didn't know that it's also the Chal Shabbos. He should have learned, so he would have known. He forgot, he thought it was Sunday. He should not have been absent-minded. So it's his fault. So he's not so much at fault as amazing, but he is at fault. So when do we say that anonus does not even have a shemchete if he's anonus omu, that it was beyond his control, but if he's one ktsas, not an honest gomo, then we cannot say that he's not a chayte. Then he's a chayte. That's every sheyik. Every sheyik is an honest ksas. As the Rambam says in L'chasishes, Ligabei sheshish, shezin so b'sheyik. So she's muteres lebailo Yisroel. So he says, shekol jgogo, tzadines yeshbo. But there is a difference between jgogo and deines. There is a difference between jgogo and an honest gomo. But every jgogo has an element of anus. So Mimele, when do we say that the Naran Rosso, it does not even have Shem Chetas, because she, it's not considered that she, as a Gavre, committed Znus, but Znus was committed with her. So that is, if she is an Onus Gomo. Kashayok Mishal Reyu, but if it's not an Onus Gomo, so then we cannot say that it's not his act, then it is attributed to him. So now the question is here, Cholobnei, what is an honest gomo? And if his son has the flu, so he couldn't come for supper? He couldn't come for supper with the one who invited him? But it's a hardship situation. So then it is considered his act. So it couldn't be based upon the Zakosuf of Lanarli Sasadovo, but why is it? Why isn't it Osea Banoye? Because of the wounded. So, Mimele, so there is no stire between the two Miris. Because the Miri, when he says Daf Tzadik Vov, Nidrion Sin Keitzat Harishom Lechavir Sheikh Letzli Vicholo, Oibno, Yoikvino, Haril Nidrion Sin Shaloyo Daita Yelo Shaloy Bimokimenes. Because it's mentioned Cholobnoi. Cholobnoi is not an Enes Gomel, it's a hardship situation, it's an Enes Ksas. So that cannot be based upon Lanarlis Asidovo. It certainly is his act. But it's on the basis of an umdere. As if he spelled out, only if there is no hardship situation and you don't show up for supper, then the Hanoi should be osir. But if there is a hardship situation and you don't show up for supper, so the Hanoi should not be osir. But then when he explains and on his gomo, says she be'arnu she kol she nisaka v'deini sinu iklal kachu adim b'chol dov she m'momein kval omru kval godol omru onu tzachmo lepatre. So if we say that pshat in the miri to reconcile the two apparently conflicting miris, so then there is no raye that the Ran is chilek on Rashi's sus. So it could be that the Ran is not chilek on Rashi's sus. So, but the Ran here says, in explaining the Mishnah, that says Chol Bnei, and the Ran says, Kleimar, the Avol Gadol Avin is Gomu. So, Haril Mitrionsin, so he has to explain on the basis of Umdene, Lifishalol, Aldaiti, Lese, and Mechosov, Al Chavere, Im Luyecholime, Elokishinuch Love, Bolinus Kwal, Luyove, Avol Koshen and Sktas, Kinsh Chol Bnei, Vitzoch Lishomre, Mutad Lav Da Daiti Doha. אם להסינה מכאן התלות עם ימי, לבד לנסחוסוי. היי גברי, ביקש מבזן שייתן לו זמן. הוא חיתנם בסנהדר, שכל ראי שיש לו חול, להובי, הובי מכאן ודלמד ימי. הוא בזן חושש, שם לא מכן אל לישומת מה, ועושו ימי, שיתפיש תסחיי סוף שיש לי על חברי ביודו. ויאמר להם, אם ליבוסים מכאן ודאים פלני, שחייה יישא הלולו יבוד. So, what it mean, ויאסו ימי means that they imposed it upon him. They imposed upon the need that he should be matvish da שחייה יישא שיש לחברי. Because we'll see, the Ran mentions the sheet of the reef. וכי תאים אקטול השענה, כלים אדמוקים תולי כתיינסינס, אבל מנחין אלוהי ואתנה מדריינסין, הרי לנדריונסין, לפי שלאול אליו מדלה דירי, אם יר לכך, הוכנה מגבי מטוי סחוסי נעימת, אבל דייתי לבד לסחוסי, כל איך למות למייסה, ורבו נשון אלי מידה, משהו לחוש לפרחי, משל הוסום להבל למדלה שנויה, דימה יכפס לה, אבל הוכה, כאם דהב עלי להסנויה ולא יעסנה איהו דאפסיד הנפשי. איהו דאפסיד הנפשי. דיל משנוח דיעביות דדימוי יסמינלתה גום אביות גיטי שאלינוס לגט אלום שנליך לי טיפל קמיוב וכל שמידיות דדימוי יסגום אלום גרשו כאיכן לי טיפל קמיוב כמתיך קמיוב. ודיל מעין איזה מגיל עוד דמקל ישן. כלי מהדכים לשכיח טובה, הבה להסנוי, והדין דה הבה מוצא לשנוי, דהור חיים לטיימה, משום דיינין איזה מגיל, משום צנוי איזה משום פרוצס, כדי זה פרי כמה דקסובס, אלא פרטיימה דה מק שמסביר לי, ישתן איזה איזה מגיל, משם, because the morning סובס says, that even though מדרייסה, so, יהיה ישתן איזה איזה מגיל, that the king at night, בעינס is not considered as a key matnai, but the chachomim or misakim that it should be considered as a key matnai. Mishum tznuyes, mishum vrutze. Uravune, mea das machte, das machte lekanye, da hai gavre leat vizchusel, mishum isomech adayte, diles, vichol ka hai gavne afilu, biloyeine es loikone, afo gavre avune ono mometzie, das machte kanye, kein la shas de hod be rav nek de hod be rav nachme hosom de minu me atre so ik mag es es shane hoche de mitwissen schuse The Gemara's kasha was, is asmachte? So why did Ravuna say that all his chusim are forfeited because of his nai, because of his stipulation, but it's nasmachte? So true, Ravuna holds that kimat life wainus is also a kimat life, but it's nasmachte? So the Gemara's teretz is, shanohoche de mitvis in schusim. Shanohoche de mitvis in schusim. So, what's the pshat? Shanohoche de mitvis in schusim. Shechidim sheyotzom yoshuse. Vitvisom biyad bezden leka asmach. Because he deposited all the documents, all the shtores with bezden. So it's not asmachte. Asmachte means that he doesn't mean it with his whole heart. Not believe shore. But if he deposited it, biyad bezden, so then, there is Gmiras Das. So the Gemara asks, so, Veiche de mitvis en lav asmachte yi, when he deposits a certain shtar, so then, it's not considered to be asmachte, but we see, Mishe pora mitzeschim vishn ze shtoi, so he also deposited the shtar with the third party, v'yomar im anesilei mikava lamed yem ten li shtoi, higiaz mamvali nosam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yite, is that Asmach Le Kanye, even though he deposited the Shtores with the third party. Vihish Le Shtore, Shenos Te Vyat Cholish, Rabbi Yehizim Le Yite, Nisir Asmach Le Kanye, Rabbi Le Yite, Nisir Asmach Le Kanye. So the Gemara says, Shanehoche, the Omar Levat Le Nschub say, Kleiman, שהוא מייחל כל כיח וסחוס שיש לי בישר שטורס דכים דמחיל היא לסבו אסמכת דמיד זכם בו חברה וכן במייסר ליד חברה ואומרים לי איזה כך וכך שכי מה שביותך איסקונה דלק על אסמכת אלו באים הראתי לו ישר לי מחיי צבן וכן דעס הרמב״ם זל. So that is the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam is, when do we apply the concept of asmachte if it's a matter of his chayis? So he has to pay a certain sum of money. So then we say that asmachte lekanye, but if it's a matter of mechile, so he doesn't have to do anything. So then there is no halacha of asmachte if it's a matter of mechile, or if he turned over, let's say like the shtoras here, and so then he doesn't have to do anything. So then once the condition is fulfilled, so then he already has it in his rishus. So then we don't say asmach. That's the sheet of the Rambam, and this is how the Rambam explains the Gemara shanehoche deomar levat len schusim. In other words, when do we say asmachte? Loikanye, let's say like misachim bikuvi. So in other words, so each one agrees that if the other fellow's horse will come first in a certain place, so then he'll give $1,000. So he has yet to pay a certain sum of money. So we say asmachte loikanye. Mashenkin here, he said that all his rights should be bottled. So Mele, he doesn't have to pay anything. It's just Mechile. So there is no Aloch of Asmach. V'chein das HaRambam Zal. V'ein kin das Rashi. V'ein das Rashi Zal b'firik hazot. Kabirot itan yosom. Hanei seni rovin l'chaveirei. So let's say, Shimen, let's say he bought a sode, he's buying a sode, wants to buy a sode from Reuven. And so Shimon is the Likeach, Reuven is the Meicher, and he gives an Irovein to Reuven, Shimon the Likeach. V'yom aloi, im anichei zebi, emchilo chavei. In other words, and this Irovein was not given as part payment. The Irovein was just a security. Not as part payment. So go Malay and Shimon says to Reuven, Imani Chizabi from the transaction, Zit Lekeach said, Emchilochavein, Valoi Merimani Chizabi Echpilochavein. And the Meicher says, Imani Chizabi, ech peloch habeimcho. Niskai matnoi, divre rabiez, rabiez li taim, di kovar asmach de kanye, rabiude ime, daye she ikne kene gada veine, u pirish rashe zal shom, loi ze ich pelo ze imche, mishim das vachte, al ma filo mimchile, shayach asmach de, al me, afile, בימחילה שייך אסמחתה וכנאמה דמי שפורה מקצס חייבי דייסליל בסמוך מוכחוכה דוודא יהודנאי מתירס מחילה הוא דירוי נאי דסביר לרבייסי דאסמחתה קניה היחיג וזה כל השטר ועל עקבונים חל מקצ השיבודי ושוב נחזה וגייבי אלו ודאי מתחיל לכך ישנו, אם לא נסעתי לו חשור, מכאן ועד 30 ימים, לא יהיה עמו יסעי לו פירוין או מתונה. So even though he doesn't have to give him something. So, still, there is אסמכת. ואפילו אחרי בידיים אלו ייתי, על מה אסמכת, אפילו גם מתונה הוא מכיל לי כאן. אלו הוכי פסודרן, he doesn't agree with the שינס הרמבה. He agrees with the שינס רש. That אסמכת applies even to מכיל. אלו הוכי. So then the question arises, So, if asmachte applies even to mechile, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? Here, shan hoche doma levatlan schuse? El hoche perushe. Shan hoche doma levatlan schuse, kleima, shehu meide, shim loiboleis his man, shereyes of teleis, kleima shehim sheker. So the reason is why here, this kshayla of asmachte is not involved Because here there is a doy, not because of mechile. Because here he made a doy an itnai. He made a doy an itnai. In other words, he had certain rayas, certain documents that demonstrated, attended to prove that his tithes were right. Now, so he said, he made it nigh, if I don't appear within 30 days in Besden, so then I am admitting that all the evidence that is incorporated in all these documents is not true. So Mimele is on the basis of Idoas Baldin. So it's not shayach to say asmachte. When do we apply the halacha of asmachte? That is, if it's a question of his chayves, of a kinyan, or mechile. But here it's a idoy. Shana hoche doma, livat leschusoye, klima shu meide, shim libo leis his man, shayayis of teles klima shim sheke. Vihilches asmachte kanyi, vihude loyonus, vihude konum mimenei, mipes mechoshe. Now we have here, the Ran mentions here three shittas. The shita of Rabbi Natan, and the shita of the Rif, and then his own shita. V'hud ikonim meni b'ez nechoshev. V'ilchas machte kani. V'hud lo yonus. V'hud ikonim meni b'ez nechoshev. V'hud lo yonus. Kleima. Afilu dum yedechol opnei. She'in yonus gomu. Di yonus gomu o koma. Pshite. Pshite. Elo ke hai unse koma. Doma de mina li liil mas listen din dori. די חייך די אומא במסליסן דה דייטה דה חולב נאילו ידירי הוכה נאמה כעת ויסחוסה ויולו על דייטה שיוניע בני חילה וייצי לו ויהודי קונה מיני לבס נחושב כלימה עלים להפקוי ממני כי בידינה דה רבה מברבס וישלוי כדי והרמב״ם שהיא צריך סומך ואם כדבור אופו ילימה בז מומך והיא כשהורישנים זל Bez mechoshev lomali. So the Gemara said that asmachte is not kanye generally. But if it's commonly bez mechoshev, then asmachte is kanye. So the question is, why do we need bez mechoshev? Now, since he says one prerequisite is konimenei, and konimenei minastam means kiyensuda. Minastam. Now, kiyensuda could only be effective if it's miachshov. Because if somebody will make a kinyan suder and the kavone will not be me'achshov, so then it will not be effective altogether because it will be called sakinyone. So, wie ich schon geschehen, ist auch besser, dass ich schon einmal die Dome für die Nähe, aber ich habe die Dome nach schon, lecker mich immer zu machen. Wie kann ich so der Alkohol hocken, die mir auch schon wie kann ich, wo sie hocken, aber wie kann ich. Doch, das ist so ein Morgen, weil ich immer habe, mich bei so ein Ticken nach der Lamed Jain, wie kann ich, weil ich mich kein Bemchatzere, aber ich habe die Dome immer auch schon. So, der Loch hier ist, that if somebody makes a key in Mishiche, and the Aknoi is Lach HaLamed, so it's not Kene. Because when Chalais HaKiyan takes place, so then, there is no, so it's already called Sukiyoni, there is no key in Mishiche. Kesef, so if the Kiyan is through Kesef, so then it can be Kene, it can be effective in Lach HaLamed. Because even though we spend the money, and the Mois is not Kayom, but if the Mekach will become bottle, he'll have to restore back the money. So mainly it's not. So if the Kinyan consists in giving money, so it's never considered Kolsa Kinyani. Masha'in Kei Mishiche. Or any Kinyan, Mishiche, Chazoke, any Kinyan. So there is nothing that can be retrieved. Mois can be retrieved. So mainly it's not Kolsa Kinyani. But Mishiche, Chazoke, Okay, so there is like Mishiche. So Mimele, because you cannot say that Kinyan Sudar is like Mois, like I said, because it's Hadol Imore. When you give a handkerchief, so that handkerchief is given back. So Mimele, it's called Sokinyone. So Mimele, if it's not Miachshov, so Kinyan Sudar is not effective. So when can Kinyan Sudar be effective? Only when it's called Sokinyone. So if it's called Sokinyone, so why do we need, so when is Kinyan Sudar effective? If it is Me'achshov. If it is Me'achshov, so then why do we need Bez Nechoshuv? But we say that wherever it's Me'achshov, so then it's not Asmach. Wegen so da kochen mach schon mach schon können was auch noch können das soll so mal kommen haben wir schon bezahlt die noch haben bei wir können gleich kann man hat sehen er liegen dann mal mach schon wir gehen noch kochen auch kochen mach schon und mach schon sagen wir batule as le batule as machte bis mir hoch auf mal tires haben da so that's the first shit mit der ramen tires haben da sau die hier mal die mach schon mit batle as machte hanna mile kai die perke so nesch die mischkele bei ist mischkele sod שמוסל יסודיו, אבל הוכה של מוסל יד, מי שיסנה עם כלום, צורך קיין, הוא בז מחוש. So רבנתם שיטה is, that there is no such הלוכה, there is no general principle, that whenever it's מאחשוב, so then, that wherever the ישחייבס is מאחשוב, so then, there is no הלוכה וסמכתה. The הלוכה וסמכתה applies even to a case where it's מאחשוב. But when the Gemara Bamitzin says that Miachshov is Mivatil Asmachte, that is only when he is Meiser, the Bais, the Sodi, to him, so to the other litigant. So then, by Miachshov there is no Asmachte. But if he is not Meiser, the Chayvetz, to the other party, then even by Miachshov there is Asmachte. So Mimele, the Gemara says that in this case, where there is no Nisire to the other party, to the other Baldin, so we require both Konamine, and Konamine must be Me'achshov, but it has to be Konamine and Boz Mechoshevov. Uficha Choma Ravzal, the Rabbin Tam, Shechin Adim Bichule Asmacht is Baal, the Choshin Mizel Yachavirin, Me'achshov Neilman, or Ikinian, Boz Mechoshev. So that's Rabbi Tamshit. So Rabbi Tamshit is that even if it's Me'achshov, so the halacha v'asmacht applies. And when do we say that Me'achshov, there is no, that Me'achshov, what v'asmacht only when he's meiser the chifetz to the other baldim. Ve'im kindas ha'goyen zal, shekosav, da'i piskel esel, matvis chuse bilechut. So, because the Rav Alfeze, Zal Mefirget Posho, it was Nire, she neisik lebez nechosho, mit noin shenon lechaveirei. Eloch, davki ko omar, mishim dao gavre, lo imidaitim lovad omar, di lo yose levat l'schusei, elo, bis nis ki kuli kach, um shum hoche daf ke ki kone mine, bis nchoshuf mehane, afal gav bli oma meachshov, di bis nchoshuf alim laf kuye mo meine. Now, the Ran mentioned before, we also email. Haiki Avre bikesh mi besen shiitnu isman. In other words, he didn't want to appear for the dedication immediately. He wanted a postponement of the dintor. So Besen granted him a postponement of the dintor. But Besen imposed upon him that sheyatvish tas chieso. And why did Besen impose it upon him? So he says, so in other words, so it wasn't Mirzene Hatev that he deposited all his stores with Besen. And stipulated that im liposi mikam vadim pleni schiyis alolu yivot. In other words, Besen imposed it upon him. So it wasn't mirzene hatev. So since it wasn't mirzene hatev, so mimele, we require. So we require konamene and bus nechosh umshum hoche davke ki konamene bez nechoshum mahane afal gav de loyom mama achshom di bez nechoshuv alim laafkuye momene vichi tei maafkuye momene di bez nechoshuv lomali tei pukulei di konamene ne so true it wasn't that in ate so because of that it required kinyan but why do we need the bez nechoshuv Over and above the Kenyan, we hold so typically the economy. We hold Kenyan machshavu the ashtel ikone, but the hochel ikone the other sudel mochid yom tamzal. Ein vaday kushtikom. Now this is the sheet of the riff. Shemi sheikn lachzod lachavir istam. We kone miyod lealter kone. Avol ki asne im loy bossi loy mashmad likne machshav. Elo libosa aliyeime, vinimtso sheine kene klau, el mishim hoche sage hoche bikinyan stome, mishim dibez na limela afkui momene, vihave ke meach. Vinimtso, achshof piskon shol dvorim, I mean that's the shite, when he says piskon shol dvorim, that's not his own psak, because then the Ran rejects the shite of the Rif. But he's explaining it now, he's now explaining the shite of the Rif. ונמצא עכשיו פסקי של דבורים, דכל היחד היא כמעכשיו לסבא משמע שמחת. ובמטפיס, סחוסי, היא כל מיני בבזן מהנה, ומעכשיו לחוד אינה ממהנה בה. So, the reason is why here, even though there was a king in Sudan, so we required also Bez nechoshuv, lafkoy mameinei, because here it wasn't miachshav. Now, if it wasn't miachshav, so it's mashma from the shite of the Riv, that if there is a real kinyan suder that is miachshav, so then we don't require a bez nechoshuv. We don't require a bez nechoshuv. Even though he deposited the shtore shaloi v'tzene atei. But if there had been a king in Suda, and it had been miachsho, so then we wouldn't require a bez nechoshev. But here it wasn't miachsho. So memele, since it was, why wasn't it miachsho? Because he was meichel all the schusim that he had any condition. So what kind of a condition was it? Itnayovim. Now the aloche is that if somebody stipulates itnayovim, so when is the kinyan chal? When is the kinyan chal? The kinyan is chal only upon the fulfillment of the contingency. So what was the fulfillment of the contingency? The non-appearance by the end of 30 days. So mimele it wasn't miachshov. And since it wasn't miachshov, so the kinyan suter was not effective, because it's called sakiyone. So the question arises, so monefshech, if the kinyan suter is not effective because it wasn't miachshov, because the bitul haschusim was based upon itnai, so mimele it wasn't miachshov. So the bitul haschusim could have taken effect only upon the fulfillment of the contingency. So mele the kinyan suda was also kiyone. So what's the significance of the kinyan suda? So he says, El mishum hoche, sage bhoche bikinyan stome, mishum di best nalime lafkuyim omeine, vehavike me'achshov. Venimtza achshov fiske shol dvorim, di choleiche di ike me'achshov, lesbi mishum asmachte. ובימת ויסחוסי, איקונם ממני בבזן מהנה, ומאחשוב וחודי, נמי מהנה בי. But the question is, ובימת ויסחוסי, איקונם ממני בבזן מהנה, even though it is not מאחשוב. As for example, in this case, because it was based upon itnai, so ממילא it was called sekiyone. So ממילא, so it was not miachshov. So economy may be bezin, so it's mani. But suppose it had not been bezin choshuv, that is alim lafkuim emeine, it wouldn't be mani. But let it be mehane because of konimene. The answer is, since it's not miachshov, so it's called sakiyone. So the question is, monefshech, if it's called sakiyone, so the kinyan suda has no validity. So even if it is bebezin, it shouldn't have any validity. So you should say that if you want matvis chusei bebezin choshuv, so then it is effective even without konimene. So that's not. So the Rif says uvi matvis chusei konimene bebezin mehani. What does bezin mean? Bezin choshuv and konimene. But if it had been miachshov, so then we wouldn't have to resort to Bezin Choshev. Because then on the basis of the kinyan suda, it would be effective. It would be effective. But it couldn't be effective on the basis of the kinyan suda alone, because it's also pionic. Now the Rambam said, so it's very strange.
Der Rambam says in der Kein durch das Mechir ja Woche ihr dalet. Jeis dvor im Harbe, schien im Zrichen Kinyen, ואין די קינין בהם טעם, כי ים שחר אסב די, ואם גרש איש די, או יאויס השליח, או ימייס המדויק, או ים וטו מדויק, או ימייכו לחבר יחי ויפיקודן שיש עוד יודם, וכל קליץ לדבור נאו. So they don't require any קינין סודה. Then the Rambam says, נלוך ידוויץ, נועגו ריב המקיימס להקמס, ומקצס אלו הדבורים ויקייצי באלו. ואמרים וקונינו מפלני שאוסו פלני שליח. אוי שמוחה לפלני חיב שיש לי אצלנו. אוי שביטל המדוי שמוסר על גז זה וחייצי באלו. אף אופי שמצורך. So, the minute is, most the came is, that they make a kinyan through there when they appoint a shliach to do something, to carry out a certain transaction. Kinyan zeh, aloch yedgimut, kinyan zeh shenoagu lehaknins beilu hadvorim, in imeil kum, el lidiya sheineim yadvorim eilu kinisachi umihatri, el shigoma bimibay vahakach oma, lipicho chimoma bimibshori, ani omarti vigomarti lasi dobo zeh, in tzori dobo rachetwa. So, in other words, so the reason is why there is a minig in Reb HaMekeinis to make a kinyan sudah when you appoint a shliach is not that minig ha-shlichet requires kinyan sudah. Now, the minig is that when somebody appoints the rov as the shliach to sell the chometz to a goy, so is mikabel, so he makes a kinyan sudah. So the rov gives him a handkerchief, he makes a kinyan sudah. Mina Shlichet does not require any kinyan sudah, but why is that done? Because the whole inyan of the Mechiras Chometz is done most of the time derech Aron. So mimele, the kinyan sudah is resorted to collaborate the das. So this is what the Rambam says. Kinyan zeh shenoagu lehaknis beilu hadvorim, eini moyo kum, elu lidiya sheineim yadvorim eilu, ki misachim umihatim, elu shegoma bilibay, prakachom. Namun, kinyan sudah deatu alochis in kinyan sudah. That's why we do it. In Mechiras Chometz, because Mechiras Chometz, so is done derech haromet. So the mele, we must have kinyan sudah in order to collaborate the minu ha-shlichet and to establish minas das. וזהיס לפונים בישראל, על הגולו ועל התמורו לקיים כל דובו, שולף איש נעלי ונוסן לראיו, וזהיס עתודו בישראל. So the posik says, על הגולו ועל התמורו, and then לקיים כל דובו. לקיים כל דובו. So what is it על הגולו והתמורו? In other words, that you can be makne something, you can be makne something, who can you do that? But what's the pshat for the kind of the law? So apparently, there are two halachot in kinyan sudah. First of all, kinyan sudah is a kinyan. And then, kinyan sudah kavabulates the gmiras das. So this is what the Rambam says. This is what the Rambam says. So, el li'di ha-shenehim ha-dvorim eilu kemisachek o-mehatur. El shikom ha-beli be'im v'hakachot. Now, you can be maknei sodeh. Kinyan sudah. But then, kinyan sudah, the kinyan is effective. But you can be mischayev yourself for the kinyan sudah. I mean, so how can you be mischayev yourself for the kinyan sudah? So when you are mischayev yourself, so the mischayev takes effect as a result of your mischayev. But without the kinyan sudah, so the mischayev is not ours. and the Kinyan Suda collaborates his own Israel. So Mele, what Rabderiv Shiteye, you see, to the Kinyan Suda to be effective with Eras Kinyan, so then if the Kinyan Suda is made, I'm Tnai of him, some may it's also be on it. So just as King Chazokia is Mishiche cannot be effective Lachalamed, so here the King Suda cannot be effective Lachalamed either. But besides King Suda being a Kinyan like Mishiche, like Chazokia, so there is a halacha of the Kayim Koldovo that King Suda collaborates the Hatnoi, the Gmiras Da. So in other words, if the Aknoye is coupled with Kinyan Suda, so that supplies the element of Biras Da. That supplies the element of Biras Da. Now, so the question is, so we can understand as to why we have to have Kinyan Suda. As to why we have to have Kinyan Suda. But why is it necessary to have the Bez Mechoshuv? So the Rish says, Bez Mechoshuv is required because it's our Mechoshuv moment. So this is the Kashuv. So this is the Kashuv around. Go and mirror it. The English of Mechoshuv is Bez Mechoshuv. Kinyin Lomel. Monarchia. Why do we need both? Bez Mechoshuv? And Kinyan Suda. If it had been the Achshav, so then we wouldn't need it. Because Kinyan Suda by itself is enough. But it's not the Achshav, even though every Kinyan Suda is normally the Achshav. But here it was on Tnag, so it's not the Achshav. So Mimele, the Kinyan Suda is not effective, so we need Bez Mechoshuv. So why do we need Bez Mechoshuv? Because Hefka Bez Mechoshuv. So who needs the Kinyan Suda? Why the combination? This is the Kashi of the Ram. When you look at the English map, you say the Bez Mechoshuv, Kinyan Lomalei, Elo. So then the Ram proceeds to give his own sheet. But that is not the line of the sheet of the Reed. So we have to understand what is the sheet of the Reed. Now, so we see that Urimatis Kutay Ipominate Bezdin Mihan. So it has to be both. First of all, it has to be Konamine, it has to be Konamine, and it also has to be the Bezdin Hoshu. It has to be the Bezdin Hoshu. Now it's apparently because the Rif said that the reason as to why we require Bez Mechoshuv is because it was done by force. It was done by force. So Mimele, since it was done by force, if it's not a Bez Mechoshuv, so then it shall work a deal. The Rambam has in the Chasaneda and the Rambam has a deal. Now the Rambam says in the Pirkei Dalet, Mechaneda Haloche Dalet, Haloche Hei, so the Rambam says, V'chein yish v'bez din b'chol mokim b'chol zman v'halkis odom shmo siro v'omran in olo. And then the Rambam says, V'chein yish v'alokhevo v'chein yish v'dayen Tobi, du habt hier momentan schon bei und wir haben die Lesen, die Maschinierer, du liegst hier für die Sados, und ich habe die Kabelle, und ich habe die Salom, sie waren immer bei Ezra, noch was schon Jobs, ich weiß nicht, die Jomi, wir hatten das Sorgen, was gehen in Jecham, und ich husche, wie kann ich jetzt gebet nicht, ja. Die Chene, ich will dahin, Linde ist und Hachri, nicht in den Nidu, die Chene, ich will dahin, lass es mir, wie wollen wir auch, wie wir mehr, und Kalle, und Akeise, wie wir es sagen, und als wir aber mit ihm Balkonchen, שלא יעשה ושלא יעשה. שנאמר ויורי וימון וקלם וקם הם אנושים ומרתים ועשבים דליקים. וכן יש לי לכתיס ידיים ורגליים ועשב את הסוף. So it's a loche that the best has כיח of כלי. Under certain circumstances. So best has the כיח of כלי. So now here, best resorted to כלי. What the best did here, what the best he did here to this man who deposited the stores, best he forced him to deposit the stores because this litigant was delinquent in his appearance for a new power. So because of that, best he forced him. Best he forced him. I mean, best he did what the the latest U.S. attorney in Chicago was accustomed to do, re-bargaining. So in other words, he pressured certain defendants to plead guilty by threatening them that if they don't plead guilty, so they'll be prosecuted for this crime, for that crime. So that was done by him in a criminal case. Of course, this is a very substantial perversion of justice. When you force a person to plead guilty, criminally. But now, Al-Qadim, so there is no such thing as to plead guilty in a criminal case, because no one can be punished on the basis of his own admission. But in a civil case, in the Momenes, so Igor Baldinsky may even done it. So Igor Baldinsky may even done it, so normally, so it's effective with Teras Nemones. But when can it be effective with Teras Nemones if somebody admits something, not any attention? But if Bezdin forces a person to plead guilty by threatening him to do this or to do that, what kind of a bill could it be? What kind of a bill could it be? So the question is, why was this effective? Now here, this man was forced. He was pressured by Bezdin. He was pressured by Bezdin to admit that if he doesn't appear within 30 days, so then that all the evidence that is contained in all these stories, in all these documents, are shaken. So it's not about me. What does about me can they even know? Now, Ezran himself says that it was not a real enjoyment, because to be a real enjoyment and to be effective as a bureau, so it's only when a person admits the thing I think. But if a person is pressured in the admission, so what kind of a bureau is it? So the question arises, how was it effective? After all, there was enjoyment. And the Idoni was forced, he was pressured. As the Ram says, the also he made, she yatish tam creator of Israel, Havir and Yodom, the Omalehem, in my body, in Kamba, in Flaming, the Elisei, along with his body. So that was, he was pressured into depositing all the stories with Bezdin, and to stipulate this now. So what kind of a deal is that? The answer is that he does Baldini, so normally it is effective with Teras Nemones. But even if it is a situation where it is not effective with Teras Nemones, so it is effective with Teras Kinyan. Now, if it is a doyen that someone is hiring money to feed another person, then it's a Kinyan. And if it is a doyen that nobody owes me, So then, it's Mechilek, even if it's not true. So the Mele, this Idoy out now, there was a Idoy out now, but this Idoy out now was precious. So the Mele, so according to the Reed, it couldn't be effective if it had some money, because it was precious. The Ram says that it couldn't be effective if it had some money, because it was on its night. And it really doesn't make much sense when you are made on its night. I mean, you can be entirely about on its night, but to be made on its night, it doesn't make much sense. So this is the reason as to why the Ram says that it wasn't a really doing to be effective if it had some money. But the Reed holds that it wasn't effective with the Ramones because he was pressured into that joy. He was pressured into that joy. So Mimele, it cannot be effective with the Ramones. What kind of a bureau is it? It is a bureau, it was Baldini, it's a bureau. If he obtained it, I tell you, he admits. But if he forced into it, so it's not a bureau. But the Gemara, the two people of Bastard, that could mention, that could mention this, the Sugi of Isa Giyure. So Isa Giyure made a certain Idoye, and the Chachomim knew that it was a lie. It is a lie. Still it was effective. So we see from this Gemara that a Idoye, even though a Idoye Spaldin is effective in Giras Memones, but if for some reason it cannot be effective in Giras Memones, let's say he best knows that it's a lie. As in the case of Isaac Miura. So the melee, it's effective if it has kinyan. So let's say if it's in connection with this highway, if the Idoye was a Idoye that he owes somebody a certain sum of money, so then it is a kinyan. And if the Idoye was that the other fellow doesn't owe him, as in this case, in other words, the Idoye was that all the evidence contained in the story that the other litigant owed the money in shekel. So the mail is mechilek. So here it had to be effective not on the basis of the money, but it had to be effective on the basis of kinyan, of mechilek. Of mechilek. Now, so in order that the litigant should be kinyan, so then it must on its face be a doye. But if on its face it's not a doye, so then it cannot be a kinyan either. Now, so if we didn't have a Bez Nechoshu, then it would involve an inyan of Aromes Yad. When somebody forces another person to do something, so maybe that's Aromes Yad. So that's Aromes Yad, and the Gemara Sanhedrin points out that if somebody, let's say, threatens another person, that if he doesn't do that, so he'll get hit, so maybe that's also Aromes Yad. So only Bez Nechoshu has the issues to resort to force, because to force someone to make an admission, that in itself is clear. And anyone other than Bez Nechoshu does not have the shoes to resort to force. So the reason as to why the Reed requires that in this case there should be a Kinyan Sudeh and the Bez Nechoshu. So the reason as to why it is effective, because it couldn't be effective with the rest of the money. It couldn't be effective against the Mones because it was forced. This admission was forced. This admission on its night. So was imposed upon this litigant by this. So the melee couldn't be effective against the Mones. What kind of a deal is it if somebody is forced to admit something? So the melee, it couldn't be effective against the Mones. But there is another aloche. There is another aloche that a doye, even when it's not effective with the Rastamones, as in the case of Isaac Miura, where all the Chachomim knew that it was a lie, it was not true, so it's effective with the Rastamones. So let it be effectively directed. So why do we have to resort to a kinesuga? The answer is, when do we say that a doi that is not effective b'teiras nemones, b'teiras biro, is effective b'teiras kinyan without kinyansudea, if the doye was made with mirazdas. It was made with mirazdas. But if the doye was not made with mirazdas, so it cannot be effective as a kinyan either. So, but if it is coupled, if that doy is coupled with kinyan suda, and we see that kinyan suda, there are two halachas of kinyan suda. One halach of kinyan suda is alat bur, alat mumah. That kinyan suda is a kinyan, like mishicha, like chazokah. And then another halach is likayim kol dovah. That even where it looks to be an aroma, and not with mirazdas. So the kinyan suda collaborates the hakmoyim. So memele, this hidoy, even when it's not effective b'teiras nemones, so it's effective b'teiras kinyan, but only when it's a genuine hidoy. But here the hidoy was not a genuine hidoy. It didn't have any mitzvah atay. It was forced upon the hidoy. But the kinyan suda collaborates the idoye that it should be a genuine idoye. And if the idoye is a genuine idoye, so even where it cannot be effective with a rasbiro, as in this case, or let's say as in the case of this agiure, so it is effective with a rasbiro. But in the case of this agiure, so when this agiure made a certain admission, he was not forced into it. It was done, let's say, that thing. But the Chachomim knew that he was not telling the truth. So mainly it couldn't be effective b'teiras biro, b'teiras nemones. So, but since the hidoye was a genuine hidoye, so there was mirazdas on that hidoye. He was lying, he said hidoye. But the lying was with mirazdas. It was nothing at all. With premeditation he lied. So remember, the hidoye was a genuine hidoye. But it wasn't true. The Chachomim knew he was lying. So that's the aloha. That if this is a kinyan, if the idise on its face is a genuine idise, so then even if we know that it's not true and it's not effective with teiras nemones, so it is still effective with teiras idise as a kinyan, it's nechila. But if the idise is not nechila atay, so the idise is not a genuine idise. It's not a idoy on its face. But if it is coupled with kinyan suda, so then it becomes a genuine idoy. Because the kayim kodobo. Not, so here kinyan suda is effective not with teiras kinyan like mishicha, like chazoke, but with teiras likayim kodobo. To supply the element of mirazdas, to make the idoy into a genuine idoy. And so memele, we need kinyan in order to make the idise into a genuine idise. But we need best choshu, because if it's not the best choshu, so then it's aromes yav, then it's nothing. I mean, so no kinyan suda in the world can collaborate. Only when it's beheta, when Bezdin has a right to resort to force. So then for kinyan suda it can become a genuine doy. But someone that is not a Bezdin Choshev, so it's like a yochid of the street who resorts to force. So then it's no idise, it's nothing. So a kinyan suda cannot be meali, something that is against the deen. But when the Bez Nechoshu does it, so the Bez Nechoshu has a keyach, under certain circumstances, litkin salom, to administer justice, to resort to force. So here the Bez the best resorted to force, to fear. So some melee, this idoye was obtained from this litigant bidikidin, but without the kinyan suda, even though it was obtained kidin, it wouldn't be genuine idoye, because it still was not made natsini atein. But al yidei kinyan suda, it becomes collaborated into, because of the aloche of the kind of dovo, and it becomes a genuine idoye. This is the shite. This is the shite of the Rambam. Now, I don't want to go into the shite of the Rambam. All right. So the Rambam is basic on the shite of the Rambam. The way he mentions the shite of the Rambam, because the shite of the Rambam is the Rambam mentions that in such brief terms, I mean that it's not clear what the Rambam says, but the way he mentions the shita of the Rambam, so he's master. Now, he says that according to the Rambam, which is the shita Sagoyim that the Rambam mentions in Pirkei Poshut, as a matter of fact, I mean, the Roshon of the Rambam in the Poshut is very brief, just a few words. Pirget Poshu is Dafa in Ches in the Riv, in Borobas. So he said, Vilches Asmachte Kanye, Vihutu Rionus, Vihutu Konimene, Vibes Nuchoshu, Vikom Agoyen, the Haitin Elesel, Vimatvis Usei Bilchut, and Vistavre Kavos. I mean, you can say almost anything in the Riv. But this is all that the Riv says. But this is how the Ram explain the Rambam. So he says, "V'chidvor avnir, chidvor avnir, shein isek libez nchoshu bitnoi shimonot b'chaveirei el hochet afke kom, mishim detz the loshen of the Rambam, mishim dehay gabra loy midaiti b'lvad omar, v'ilo yoseh l'vad l'skuse, el bez nizkiku l'ika, u'mishim hochet afke kikone minei, bez nchoshu v'nehani, Now the Rambam doesn't mention the Roshon that that's all he said. But this is how the Ram understood it. Normally, typically the economy. But he mentioned in the name of the Rambam before the high gavre. Loi midaiti bilvadoma di loyose levatim schuse le beznis kikulika. So in other words, so we explained the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Rambam mentions it, that the reason as to why here we require a Bez Nechoshu is because here he was forced to make this admission. Now the Rambam doesn't mention the fact that the admission was made on it now. That the Rambam doesn't mention. That the Rambam mentions. But the Rambam mentions the fact that the admission was obtained through force, by
by the pressure that Bezdin exerted upon this person. So it could not be Kaini. It could not be Kaini. That's why we need the Bezdin Choshuv, even if it will be Miachshu. So what's the Pshat? Now the Gemara in Borobastre, Daf Memches, Memteh, says that Hilchese, Tol Yuo Vizobin Zvin, because Agavun say, is Gomor Mak. So that means if somebody is forced, if one individual forces another individual to sell something, so of course it's not the right thing, he has no right to do it, but the kinyan is effective. Because we say, Agavun se gomor makne, so it's only to you bizobi, but because he gets money. So then the undeni is that through, even though it was done through force, but he agreed. In the end, he agreed to be makne because he's getting money. But to you vioid, eimat gosimato. Because das is like it. Now here, what was it? It was idoye and mechila. So it's like matone. So it's tolyu biyoy. So if it will not be bezdin choshuv, so then it has no effect, even if it's gonna be yode. Because tolyu biyoy, eimat gosimatone means even though there is a real kinyan, but it was done through force. So here it was done by Bezdin, and Bezdin forced him. So if it is not a Bezdin choshuv, so then with all the kinyonim in the world, the mechile wouldn't be mechile. The idoye is not a idoye, and the mechile is not a mechile. So, but because of Bezdin choshuv, that is alimat kuyem momeine, so mechile it is effective. So it doesn't mean true that the Rav himself doesn't use any expression. The Rav, in explaining the Rav, uses the expression Bezdin alim elav koyim ameine, but it does not mean that it's a regular din of hefker Bezdin hefker. It means in order that the Bezdin should have the reshus to resort to kviyeh, and to force him to make a idoye on a certain night, so then it has to be that kind of a bezdin that is alim afkoy mamein. The same kind of bezdin that has the keyach of efke bezdin hefkeh, has the keyach under certain circumstances to use force against the baldi. So in other words, So that means, so if it will not be Bezdin choshuv, so even with Konim Yodeh, it will not be effective. Because to you vioi, eimat gosimatone, only to you vizobin, and here it's mechile, it's to you vioi. But because of a Bezdin choshuv, so mimele, the mechile is a mechile, but mechile doesn't require a kinyan. But the answer is, since the Mechile, the Idoye, and the Mechile were all done by force, so true that the best Choshuv has the Keach to use force, but we need the Kiyan Suder to corroborate, to supply the Gemara's Das, because we see that the Rambam says in Perikei Milches Mechire that Ze Shenoag, so the reason is not because the appointment of a shliach requires a kinyan, but to establish Gmiras Das that he's not doing it kimahatel or kimisachik. So we see that kinyan sudeh, besides being a kinyan, Kinyan Suder in effect corroborates and establishes Miras Das. And it could be implicit in the two expressions he uses. Vizeisli funny be soil like more of that more. So a gula vlat mura means that it's a kinyan, that kinyasura is a kinyan, likayim koldovo means that it corroborates the gmiros das. Now, so that is what the Rambam says, yeish dvorim perikei, mechaz mechi aloch yidalev, yeish dvorim harbe shein tzirim kinyan, vim kinyan ben tam. So, eis ishliach. So, no, no agurim am kemis lahaknis limikta seilu advorim kayetze beilu. Ve'emrim vikoninu mipleini shosa pleini shliach. Oy shomach alu pleini chiv sheish leetzle. Michile doesn't require the kiyen. Kiyen ze shenorgu lahaknis bil advorim in meil klum. El lidiye, lidiya, sheneim advorim eilu kimisachik umihatel. El elo shegom abelibi vahakachoma. לפיכוך אם אומר ולאפשור אם אני אמרתי לדבר קלאסי דבר זה אינצור לדבר אחר כלל but in this case where it was done by force it was done by force even though Mechile doesn't require Kiyen and even though the Mechile the force was exercised by Bez Nechoshu but we need the Kiyen Suda in order to establish Miras Das and without the Kiyen Suda there will not be any Miras Das that being that. But if Bez Nechoshu does not do it, so then to you be oi, so he might not seem atomic. That's the pshat in the Rif. I mean, according to the way the Ram mentions this Rif. But the Ram is masik. Well, in the other case, Dimish Mafkiu said the Bez Nogobo, Kiyan Lomale. So in other words, the Ram understood what the Rif's lomdes was, but the Ram is chilek on the Rif, and he says, true, that we need a Bez Nechoshu, a Bez that has the keyach to be mafkia mommy, in order to exercise force, but since if it's a Bez Nechoshu that has the keyach of hefkia Bez Nechoshu, and of using force, so mimele, so the mele, it should be a good mechile even without Kiyan Suda. Even without Kiyan Suda. True, because why do you say? Because it's force. So monefshach, if you treat it like a haknoye mechile that was done for force, so even with Kiyan we say tol yu v'yoyim eimat nosim atone. But here it's different because it has nechoshuv used the force. It's not a yochid that forced him to be meichel, but the Bez Nechoshu. Some mele, we say that there is miras das. So what do we need a kinyan? And the Bez Nechoshu does not establish miras das. So why should it be considered as having miras das together with kinyan? That's the kashe of the Ram against the Rif. But we'll soon see that. The Ram's own shita is very similar to the Rif shita, even though the Ram is chilek on the Rif. But in the reality, the Yiddish mafkusa the Bez Nogobo, kinyan lomalei, elo hoche hoche koma, vihudi konemnei, kalima loy teime kim di oma. Now, so he mentions his own shita. Vihudi konemnei, kalima loy teime kim di oma, livatlan schusei, kalima, shu meide, shim loy boleis his man, Rayes of Tilis, Luitor Kinyan, Mishmidoi Bibesni, Vilipai Kinyan de Lesse, Diloi de Kimbelo Ishumpnai, Hochenam, Abukiv and Shetolo, Bimenkan, Bim, Abukiv and Shetolo Bim, Einkanidoigmo. Since he was Telebim, Einkanidoigmo, Hilkarafiloma Marshalamahan. דאפילו תימא קים דיגה מאחשוב, לקס מחתה, אפילו הוכה במי יקנה הלא שיבד לו שחי יסוף. הילקח בוי קינן, הילקח בוי קינן, כהילכן ליק נחב, ואין לך נעמד יום המאחשוב יקונה מנהי, לא יבינו בז בחושב. די בקינן קונה חבי, ובמאחשוב לקה למיכה של הסמחתה. אלו קיבן, די בבז נסקינן, השמינן דין האחרינה, די חול היכה דהה בבז נחושב. לצורך מעכשיו, דענן סדד ומחיה בבדיני, וכמן דעומה בפירוש מעכשיו דעני, דחים די בז נחושב הוא, My doma levatlon ke idoy gmure mashminalei. V'nimtza lefeu ze sheinon tzrichen kam lafko es momei, v'lo nishtane din ze mishodin as machte, v'dobar noch. Vilekei. Now, it's very strange, this rant. So, the rant says, in other words, the rant doesn't mention the fact that the idoya took place al dejri. That he doesn't mention. But he says something else. The idoya is not a real idoya. And without Bez Nechoshuv and without Kinyan, so it will not be a real idoya because it's a idoya al itna. So it doesn't make sense. It's like the plea bargaining, I mean that the U.S. attorneys, the former U.S. attorney, resorted to. In other words, he makes a idoya that if I will not appear within 30 days, so then all the evidence that is contained in all these stories is shaken. I mean, and if I will appear, so it's not shaken. I mean, what has one thing to do with the other? Either it's MS or it's not MS. If it's MS, it's MS. So how can the subsequent act or his appearance or non-appearance determine the facts that are contained in the stories? I mean, it doesn't make sense. But he says it that way, even though it's not logical and it doesn't make sense. But he says it that way. It's like a plea of guilt that is entered by an accused party on the condition that if that will be done in the future, so he enters a plea of guilty. And if not, he's not guilty. Either he was guilty or he's not guilty. Either he committed a crime or he didn't commit a crime. So it doesn't make sense. So here too, he was made there that all the evidence, everything that is mentioned in the stories to his benefit, to his advantage, is sheker, if he will not appear within 30 days. So really, it's not a idoy. Now, so the Ran uses the Loshen, the lesson, the Eloi, the king, the Loshen, the Ayochan Amid, then it's a real idoy. Avol kim shetolo bimein kan, bim, avol kim shetolo bim, ein kan idoy gmur. So he uses the Loshen, ein kan idoy gmur. In other words, it is a idoy, but it's not a idoy gmur. The question is, monefshach, either it is a idoy or it's not a idoy. What is it? Partial idoy. I mean, what's the expression, ein kan idoy gmur? Of course, it's true, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not logical. I mean, when a person says, suppose a person will say, if it will rain tomorrow, so then I admit that I borrowed a year ago $1,000. But if it will not rain tomorrow, I don't admit it. Does it make sense? But here too. So, either it's idoye or it's not idoye. So the question is, a idoye that makes sense, that doesn't make sense, is it a idoye or not? So the Loshen of the Rani is, it is a idoye, it's not a idoye. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is very simple. We see that Nidoas Baldin Kimeirim Dome, according to most Rishenim, there is a Shittis Rishenim, the Miri Makes, that says that the whole aloche of Nidoas Baldin Kimeirim Dome is only mitzad ischayves. Mischayves or mechile, whatever. I mean, if the idoy is that I owe a person money, so then it is ischayves. And if the idoy is that the other person doesn't owe me money, so then it's mechile. Then it's mechile. So the Maritz also says that. And there is one sheet in the Miri Makis, in the first period of Makis. But most Rishenim appear to say that Idoas Baldin Kimeidim Dome normally is effective mitam nemonis. So it's a source of evidence. We believe it. But in regard to himself, we believe the person. But there is a raya from the Gemara Daf Kuf Mentesen Vobasra, Fisak Yure, that even in the case where Bez knows that the Idoy is not true, there the Chachomim knew that Isaac Yure was lying, still it was effective. So we see that even when the Idoy is not effective with Teiras Nemones, so it is still effective with Teiras Kinyan, Mechile or Ischaimus. So it's a Kinyan. So it affects Ischaimus. Even though Ischaimus is lying, so it affects Ischaimus. Or it affects Mechile. Depending what the Idoy is. The Idoy is.